It's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Glory be to God. Now, who is going to be the next to have a testimony? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. Let's worship the Almighty, the only one who can perform miracles. There is none holy as the Lord.
There is none beside Thee. Thy
I'm
Hallelujah,
you are the Most High God.
King of kings,
you are the Most High.
Hallelujah,
you are the Most High God.
Lord of hosts,
you are the Most High.
Hallelujah,
you are the Most High God.
Let's just go ahead and worship you, Almighty God. Let's bless Him. Let's praise Him. Let's magnify His holy name. Said there is someone here tonight. They asked me to tell you. He said, "My child, why are you weeping?"
He
said, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." Ask me to tell you, before the cock crows today, your joy will begin. Thank you, Father. The Lord said there's someone here today. He said, "I should tell you. Don't you know it is written? Shall the prey be taken from the mighty?" The Lord said, "Yes, I will deliver you." He said, "Those that torment you, I will feed them with their own flesh."
Emi o fe ara won bo wa.
And I will let them drink their own blood. Father, I just want to bless your holy name. I know that tonight will be an extraordinary night. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
The Lord said there's someone here with a back problem of a very long history. The Lord said tonight is your night of joy. Father, we just want to bless your name. Father, we are ready. We are waiting. And we know you will surprise us. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Just have preeminence, Lord. Take all glory. And give us all the blessings. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen.
Amen.
Now let somebody shout hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles to Acts chapter 3. Verse 6-8. Acts chapter 3, verse
6-8.
Then Peter says, "Silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his left, his feet and ankle bones is different. And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Somebody is going to praise God here tonight. Whether the devil likes it or not, someone is going to praise God tonight. If you are the one, shout hallelujah. Today is a special Holy Ghost service for breakthroughs. What is a breakthrough? I've given the example before that will clearly illustrate it. I said when a man is digging a well for water, he keeps on digging and digging, sweating, covered with all kinds of dirt. And then suddenly, with one final blow, he will come in contact with water. And then we say he has had a breakthrough. From that moment onwards, he has water to wash himself so that all the dirt around his body will be forgotten. He has water to drink, so all the sweating and all the thirsting will be forgotten. And now all he needs to do anytime he needs water is just go and draw. Somebody is going to have a breakthrough here tonight. The layman had a breakthrough. For 40 years, they have been bringing him here and he has been begging for food. But suddenly, his day came. And he had a breakthrough that he never had to beg again. They never had to carry her again. The lama had a breakthrough. Peter also had a breakthrough. That kind of miracle had never happened in his ministry before. Happened that day. And if you study the story of Peter, from then on, miracles upon miracles followed him. I believe that there is a pastor here tonight who is going to have a breakthrough. If you think he's your pastor, why don't you say amen for him? Now, what will a breakthrough do to you? As we can see from the case study that we are studying here, a breakthrough will take you suddenly from crawling to leaping. Somebody who is crawling will know how much distance he can cover in a long time. Someone who is galloping like a horse will know how much distance he can cover in a short time. The Almighty God can cause you to cover more grounds in 1 month than you have covered in all your years before. The same is going to happen to somebody here tonight. Breakthrough can take you from begging to singing. Begging to singing. You know, many of us, before we have our breakthrough, we, God, please now, God, please now.
And
God will look down and say, you are supposed to be a child of the Most High. Where have you found the child of a king? Where have you ever found a prince or a princess begging? Please God now, please God now. But tonight, because a breakthrough is going to come into your life, you wake up in the morning and begin to sing. God of miracles, now my power. God of miracles, now my power. Me, I no go so far. I no go back for bread. Me, I no go so far. I no go back for bread. God of miracles, now my papa. God of miracles,
my papa.
That's all right. Then you will sing tonight. You just wait. You wait and see. Tell your neighbor, I am going to sing tonight. A breakthrough will take you from grumbling to praising God. Many of us grumble a lot. God, am I the only one on the earth? Why this? 90% of those who say they want to see the GO, they want to come and grumble about God. It is very rare to see someone who says, I want to come and see the GO because I just want to tell him how God is good. But that's going to change from tonight. We're going to move from grumbling to praising God. If that is going to be true of you, then let me hear you shout hallelujah. Will take you from sweating to jubilating. The fellow has been digging, they were digging. Sweating. When he suddenly comes in contact with mighty pool of water. Oh, you can hear him shouting for joy. The breakthrough will take you from humiliation to becoming a living testimony. It will take you from being an object of scorn to becoming an amazement. It will take you from the depth of sorrow to the height of joy. So a breakthrough is a very essential thing that every child of God must have. But then we have some questions to ask. This man had been sitting down by the gate of the temple for 40 years. Some of us have been coming to the Holy Ghost service now since it started. What delayed the breakthrough of this layman? Because God put his story in the Bible for us to learn a lesson from him. Why did this man have to wait for 40 years before his breakthrough came? Several reasons. I'll just share a few. Number one, he has become conditioned to sitting on one spot. He has accepted that he must sit down on one spot. Because of the yoke in his life, he has become conditioned to sit in on one spot. The story is told of a dog who has a rope around his neck. And on the other end of the rope is tied to a piece of wood. Because the dog was hungry, he would jump for the food. And the rope would grab his neck. And he would cry in pain. He did that for 7 days. On the eighth day, unknown to the dog, they had caught the rope. What he gave okun. But he didn't know. And they threw food at him. He didn't move. Why? He thought if he jumped again, the rope would grab his neck. There are many of you that the devil has tied a rope around your neck. But tonight, as God lives, before whom I stand, that rope is going to be cut in Jesus' name. Because the Bible says the anointing will destroy the yoke. Number two, why the breakthrough of this man took so long? Is that he had accepted survival instead of revival. Just let me get enough food to eat. Let somebody give me some coins so that at the end of the day I will have something to eat. Somehow he didn't realize anymore that Jesus Christ said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Some of us have settled down for survival. Just let me be able to manage to pay my rent. Once a year, when they give me Christmas bonus, I'll be able to buy one little dress for my child. God just bless my neighbor so that his car will not break down, so he will continue to give me lift to the Holy Ghost service. That is not the plan of God for your life. And I want you to say with your own mouth, I refuse. Anything less than the best. This man had just accepted survivor. Just managed to survive. How are you? We are managing. Number three. This man must have concluded. That many of us have concluded that there are certain things God can do and there are certain things he cannot do. I mean, for example, this man must believe. He must believe that God could grant him favor of the people who are going to the
temple
to give him money. I am sure if he prayed at all, his prayer will be, God, today, let me get plenty of arms. He never bothered to pray about walking. When he saw Peter and John passing by, he only asked for what? Arms. But you know that Luke chapter 1 verse 37 says, with God nothing shall be impossible. I remember when I was young. When I was very, very young. Someone used to say, in one of our villages, hey, you say there's nothing God cannot do, nothing God cannot do. Can you ever become the Owa of Ijeshaland? Can you become the Owa Vijayashalayan?
Only why? Why? It's a special social role. It's only the Owa Oba Owa Tibogoli Ikwila Ijecha.
But then you can ask.
Chukwale Wabere.
Can a prisoner?
Inje Elewo.
A slave who is a prisoner.
I'm out of the
Eru.
Eru. Toja Elewo.
Born in Israel.
He has been in Israel.
Can he become a ruler in Egypt?
Egypt.
Is it possible for Israel, a very little nation
there?
In fact, it wasn't a nation then. At that time, it was just one big family. A slave from Israel became a prisoner. Can that prisoner become a ruler in Egypt?
It
took God only one night. Two terrible dreams for one man, and the impossible became possible. Tell your fellow, don't write me off yet, because my breakthrough is coming. A man can move from detention to Aso Rock. There is nothing my God cannot do. And then when the day of breakthrough came, oh, thank you, Father. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
The Lord says somebody is coming out of prison tonight. And by prison now, we are not talking of Kirikiri. We are talking of the prison. We are talking of the prison where the enemy has already shot you in. God says you are coming out. You are coming out tonight. I say you are coming out tonight. I mean you are coming out tonight. Yes, you are coming out tonight.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, my Father. Now, when the day of the breakthrough for this man came, you know, he nearly lost it. He nearly lost it. Because he would not obey a very simple instruction. All the men of God said to him was, rise up and walk. He just sat down there and see if what they told him was too much to be to understand. Rise up and walk. He sat down there. I mean, God asked me to give a simple instruction to my sister. God said, ask her to take off her shoes and walk away. And you see what she did. She could have looked at me and said, why should I take off my shoes? And I would tell her, I don't know. I just know what God said I should say. If the Almighty God is saying to those of you tonight, you have one infirmity or the other. Rise up and walk. Don't wait till anybody will come and pray for you. The moment you just feel the Holy Spirit saying, rise up and walk, just get up and begin to walk. Because Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19 says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Let's bow our heads, please. Just close your eyes. And just begin to pray. Say, Lord, don't let me miss my breakthrough
tonight.
Just begin to pray. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So shall it be in Jesus' name. The Bible says to obey is better than sacrifice. To obey is better than sacrifice. And you know the reason that man didn't obey? Believe it or not, it's because of pride. How can that be pride for somebody who is a beggar? It's pride because he doesn't want people to laugh at him if he gets up and he couldn't walk. I thought they said those who are down need fear no fall. Now I would rather try and fail than not try at all. The Bible says faith without work is dead. Everyone that the Lord Jesus Christ healed, he told them to do something. Everyone who got a breakthrough from God, God said, do something. And what he asked them to do is something that does not make sense. But they did it, and then God came in. He said to the man who was born blind in John chapter 9, verse 1 to 7, after he anointed his eyes with mud, he said, go and wash. This man couldn't see. How was he going to find his way to the pool of Siloam? Siloam. He got there and he washed and he came back.
See.
In Mark chapter 2, verse 1 to 12, four boys brought a man to him. A man who was paralyzed from neck downwards. And God said unto him, rise up, take your bed, and walk. This man, if he could walk, will he be carried? But the man obeyed. In the process of trying to obey, the power of God came. In Luke chapter 5, verse 4 to 7, God said to Peter, launch out into the deep. Throw your nets to the right. Peter told him, what you are saying does not make sense. But because you have said it, I will do it. He did it. And he had a breakthrough. Somebody will have a breakthrough here tonight. Let's put this thing together quickly. What can hinder your breakthrough? If you know what can hinder your breakthrough, you can get rid of the hindrance. Number one, submission to faith. Faith. If you say, all right, I've submitted to my faith, that can hinder your breakthrough. In John chapter 5, from verse 2 to 7, when Jesus met a man who had been sick for 38 years, and said, will you be made whole? The man said, I've settled down. No help anymore. Today, help will come to you. Number two is when you begin to tolerate anything that is less than the best. When you read 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 to 17, 2 Kings 4 verse 8 to 17, about the Shunammite woman, she was a wealthy woman. The Bible called her a great woman. And they said, what do you want? He said, nothing. I don't need anything anymore. A barren woman saying, I need nothing. He said, I've settled down, it's okay. No, it's not okay until God had given you the best. Somebody here is going to get the best from God tonight. Another thing that could hinder your breakthrough is limited faith. Don't limit the Holy One of Israel. Whenever we talk about God performing a miracle, many of us begin to think, how will he do it? That's not your headache. That's not your business. All that is asking you is only believe. When my children come to me and they ask for their school fees, they don't ask me how much is your salary. They don't want to know. That's not their own headache. That's not their business. Their own business is, I have a father. That father is supposed to pay my school fees. The time to pay the school fees has come. Daddy, here is the bill. And we sing the song. I have a father. Almighty Father. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have a father. Do you believe that song? Do you believe that your father is the Almighty? Do you believe he's the King of Kings? That is the Lord of Lords. Then let me hear you shout hallelujah. Another thing that could hinder your breakthrough is pride. When you read 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 9 to 14, 2 Kings 5 verse 9 to 14, you find the story of Naaman. When they told him to go and wash in Jordan, he said, "Me? General Naaman, go and wash in Jordan." Can you imagine a leper being proud? But the devil wanted to rob him of his breakthrough. I remember when I joined the Redeemed. A problem brought me. And then when they say, "Give your life to Jesus, come and confess your sins to God," I look at them. Who are these people talking to? They don't know sociology. They don't know physiology. They don't know any psychology. I was suffering and I was still talking about sociology. Until one day, God opened my brain and my breakthrough came. Your own breakthrough will come tonight in Jesus' name. Another thing that could hinder your breakthrough is disobedience. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 13, verse 5 to 14. 1 Samuel 13, 5 to 14. 5 to 14. God said, Samuel said to Saul, "If you had obeyed the commandments of God, your kingdom would have endured forever." He said, "But now because you disobeyed him," he said, "your kingdom won't stand." Disobedience is a terrible thing. It can hinder your breakthrough. Or worse still, half obedience. Oh, God hates that one more than anything else. You know the story of Abraham and Lot. God called Abraham in Genesis 12 and told him, "Leave everything, leave your father's house, leave your relatives, go to where I will show you." And he took Lot along. When he got to where he was going,